About 1 in 5 New Yorkers getting private insurance through the state's health exchange enrolled with a startup company. According to newly released figures from the state, in its first year of existence, Health Republic has enrolled 70,000 people, giving it the highest market share in the state exchange. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports on the rise of this co-op, which the federal government helped establish as an alternative to a traditional insurance company.
Like millions of uninsured Americans, Drew DeMaio needed to get health coverage or face a tax penalty. His policy was canceled last year, so he went online, signed up for Empire Blue Cross, the state's largest insurance carrier, and went to use it.
I figured they would just be everywhere.
But they weren't. Lots of doctors who take Empire Blue Cross don't take its health exchange plan.
So I just ran into a lot of brick walls. A lot of people didn't seem to accept the insurance.
So DeMaio, who's had sharp pains shooting through his neck for months, dumped Empire Blue Cross. The 40-year-old Williamsburg resident had heard about Health Republic from friends. It was one of the more inexpensive plans on the exchange, and he got the sense it was a different kind of insurance company.
There are just a couple elements that I think I'd heard that seemed appealing, seemed like more my speed.
Like a lot of people, DeMaio is a little hazy on what exactly an insurance co-op is. He does understand that it's nonprofit and without shareholders to satisfy, the company can offer customers lower premiums. Brad Gray from the Urban Institute says the Affordable Care Act created co-ops to be an alternative to commercial insurance companies.
The organizations are really set up to be consumer controlled. The idea is that you will have a very different health plan than the ones to which we have become accustomed.
That consumer control Gray is talking about isn't quite there yet for Health Republic and the country's other 24 insurance co-ops because they've only just started to get consumers. Right now, they're being run like any other nonprofits, but eventually their boards of directors will be controlled by members, sort of like a credit union. Other than that, how these co-ops will be very different from other health plans isn't clear yet either. But one way they have distinguished themselves early on is by being relatively cheap. Elizabeth Carpenter from the Avalere Health Consulting Group says with premiums so low, it's not surprising Health Republic is so popular.
The question is long-term whether or not the co-op premiums really do cover the administrative and medical costs associated with the enrollees.
Carpenter says she has no way of knowing whether Health Republic can cover the cost of treating its 70,000 new customers, and Health Republic would not speak with WNYC for this story. Carpenter also says when she looks at what other insurance carriers in our region charge, including other nonprofits, she wouldn't be surprised to find Health Republic's cheap 2014 rates creeping up next year.
You do have to question whether or not that price is sustainable.
A price hike could be the tipping point for Drew DeMaio, the enrollee taking a chance on Health Republic. He likes the company's philosophy, or what he knows of it. He likes the doctors he can use in network, and he likes the relatively low monthly premiums. But even so, he's pretty bitter about the high out-of-pocket expenses for all his doctor's visits and MRIs.
Paying $300 a month, and you got to pay a deductible for all the serious stuff anyway, that's another $6,000. You know, I don't make a lot of money.
DeMaio says he's spending so much money right now that after he uses his Health Republic coverage to figure out what's causing his neck pain, he might just go back to being uninsured, paying out-of-pocket, and gambling on the federal tax penalty. That would be a problem for Health Republic. Covering people who are sick and losing them when they're healthy is the exact opposite of what all insurers need to do to stay afloat. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.